I guess they're on their feet in Big Rapids, right, Tony Cuthbert?
The Bulldog fans are on their feet for the Ferris State Fights Off.
Patrick Shields, radio stations across the state of Michigan. Ferris State Bulldogs will not play at home till September 14th when Lake Erie comes in. But on the 7th of September, they go to North Dakota State. And on the other end of our AT&T line this morning is the head coach of the Ferris State Bulldogs, Tony Anise. Nice to meet you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Man, that was a big year last year, as I understand it. Now you beat your arch rival Grand Valley State. Now that's quite a coup. And then, of course, you beat the defending national runner-up Wayne State and snapped a 10-game losing streak to Michigan Tech. So you got Big Mo at Ferris, huh?
Well, we did some things that hadn't been done here in a while, but we also showed a lot of inconsistency and we lost some games probably we shouldn't have lost. So it's always good to look at the ones you did well, but as a coach, you kind of look at the ones you really didn't do the things you needed to do to be successful. So ultimately 7-4, now on to a new year.
Yeah, but this has got to be fun for you because you're sort of moving up in levels after being a prep coach and then Grand Rapids Community College and now Ferris State. And this is your second season there. What did you learn in your first year at that level of competition that you can use this year?
Well, I guess every move I make, I always just kind of go back to, kids are kids kind of deal. So it really doesn't matter what level you're coached in regards to, kids being passionate. It's really the same ingredients that makes any program a winning program. You got to have, consistent, hardworking kids who are great kids on and off the field, and kids that are willing to make a lot of sacrifices in order to be great, and kids that are students and athletes, putting those things as big priorities in their life. So ultimately it's the same thing. I learned at Ferris, a little bit in regards to how tough Division II football is. Our league is, quite difficult, so I learned you got to bring it every week, and some weeks we did and some weeks we didn't.
Well, you've had quite a career, at Ann Arbor Pioneer, and then of course our listeners on WKBZ in Muskegon knew you as the head coach there at Muskegon. So the mood of your team heading into the season under year two of this, you get to start to shape it a little bit better. You get to start to pick your own players and that sort of thing. How important is that?
Well, it's really important. We've got two recruiting classes now that are ours, and we feel really good. The first recruiting class we had, I had a press conference accepting a job on December 22nd, so it was really a short turnaround for signing day during that timeline. But we feel great about the freshmen we have in now, and we've really bolstered our class with transfers and some JUCO guys but our focus right now is North Dakota State, who's, by the way, been 28-2 in the last 2 years and won two FCS national championships in a row. So we got a team that plays Kansas State tomorrow. Kansas State played in the BCS bowl game, so North Dakota State plays Kansas State tomorrow, and then they play Ferris State the next week. So that's who's on our minds, and we're a little bit nervous about trying to go to Fargo and play in that powerhouse.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be exciting. We'll keep an eye. Our listeners, a big shout out to WBRN and Big Rapids and Reed City too. And it's nice to meet you. When you see President Eisler, please say hello for me. And remember, he played in the band.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do that. I'll say hello.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach Tony Anise at Ferris State University.